between the river and the reed, because the river says dafil shir mal piyadim zinim chayovin lishara b'momin kasha zomam veloi kasha os lishara b'momin kasha zomam veloi kasha oso di efsha b'chazore. So the reason is why afil shilim, so the chayev, because it's reversible, and if it's reversible, so it's never also. Also means irreversibly also. Implemented so that it's not reversible anymore. That's considered implemented. But if it can be reversed, so then it's not considered implemented. So according to the Rivor, im shilim yes, they have to pay mitzad which mechayev. There are two mechayevim. One mechayev is the zomam. The other possible mechayev is also. So by me said there is no mechayev. But here by momen we have to consider two mechayevim. According to the Rivor, so the mechayev of also is not shayach. The mechayev of also is not shayach. Because in ancient Nadim by moment also, and it's like the Rashbo, the Revo is like the Rashbo. On the contrary, there is no machleket between Mechilta and Roshas. The Mechilta Gabi Beir says in ancient Nadim, and by the other Nizikin, the Roshas says that ancient Nadim. Because the Adam Azikim are based upon the Ma'is Avire, whereas Beir is based upon the Ma'is Avire. Elim Zemim, according to Rav Akiva, is Knasi, certainly based upon the Ma'is Avire. So according to the Rashbo, according to Mechilta, and according to our Shas, where it's Knas, so we say, in Enshim Nadim. So the Rivo says, the reason is why I feel Shilei, al pioidim zimim is chayovin, is not because of the mechayev of osa. Chayev of osa couldn't be in ancient Nadin because of the mechayev of zoma. It is mechayev of zoma, but we have exerz hakosuf. You can be mechayev deim zimimim for zoma if it was already implemented. Here it's not implemented because it's reversible. The Rivi says, V'ri miforesh li tzorech laitayme. So, I don't know, I'm not sure. You see, as far as the Rivoshit is concerned, so it is clear that according to Rivor, the Aloha of Nishim Nadin applies to a moment of Knas. It's clear. As far as the Rishit is concerned, I don't know. Maybe the Rishit is that for two reasons the pshat in the ri is enoch name. It's not, he has to resort to both reasons. You see, the lotion of the ri is v'ri miforesh litzorech laitayim. He doesn't say he's chelik an rivo litzorech laitayim, but maybe the pshat in the ri is enoch name. The ri agrees with the rivo that since it's Efshe B'chazor, it's reversible, some mele, it's not also. Also means irreversibly implemented. But if it's reversible, it's not also. So it's not also. Some mele, he could be mechayev for the Zoma. And then there are two mechayevim here. But he doesn't have to pay twice. But according to the Ri, he's chayev in the case of shilein, so he could be mechayev monefshach. He could be mechayev monefshach. First of all, he could agree with the Rivo. That's why he used the lotion to litzorich laitayim. In other words, we don't have to resort, but he can go along with the Rivo's lomdes. That he's chayev for the zomam also. But even if we were to assume that when it's reversible, so it's not considered, so it is considered also, even when it's reversible, it's still considered also, but he would be mechuyev because of the Adam Mechayev, because of the also itself. So mimonef shach is either is chayev because the Ri is right that it's Zoma, because it's still reversible. So it's chayev because of the Zoma. Or even if we are not to agree with the Rivoslom this, that when it's reversible it's still Zoma. And if we were to say not like the river, and we were to say that it's not Zomam anymore, because it's already also, but then there is Mechuyev because of the Mechayev of us. So it's two separate questions.
According to the Shit Mekubetzes, the explanation, according to Shit Mekubetzes' explanation of the Kasha, the reason why the Riva and the Ri had explained here, because otherwise it's not considered a Mazik.
Yeah.
So if we say that the Mechayev is Mitzat Kasha Zomam according to the Riva, then we still have the kasha of why is it considered a mazik? Because according to the
Right, you know. You mean he's because of the on a theoretical level he's not higher, you know, for being mazik, for being mechasa moment. But even if he hadn't mechasa moment, except that is this zomam is still there. But on a practical level, there is a chisam. So mainly it can be called mazik.
But what was bothering the Riva in the first place? Because they are only chayim in the case of kasher zom, not in the case of kasher also.
If that, how could it be called mazik when there is no chisomon? Mazik means the chisomon. The expression mazik designates somebody was mechasamon. But if we say like Rabbi Yonoson, that in case ishilei, there is no chisomon. When is there chiyuv in case of lo ishilei? It's not Mechasamon. Why is it called magic? Why is it called magic? I think there's the plain, the true pshat in the tesis here. Now, we left off by the Gemara. Lo yara asher kare amav. Lo yara asher kare amav. My comma. Omar avid mifnit rove hora comma. Lichtiv rachmone chode viteis idach mene hodo oma chode mechode liasi viloi ze vize sheyesh ben rachay maiko oma oma rab nishar sheye mishmidi rove hochekam lichtiv rachmone tarte viteis idach mene hodo oma chode mitart liasi. Now let's see the rash. Lichtiv rachmone tarte sheir omave viteis eish mene תחי פרחס מלי קרן שכן כמנוס ואז היא כלמי מה שן תחייך מלי שן שיש ענו אלה זיקי קרן יחייך ורב די אומה מה וזה עוד אום תיס אוכ כי פרחס מלי שיש כמנוס ואז היא תימה באיש עוד אום יחייך שאפילו אין כמנוס ואז היא חי כי התנן עוד מועד ביני המיוש מלי עוד אום שכן חי ובדבורים שיחייך הצד שוב בין שדאק מהזיק שמוס לך הנובש. הודו אומה, חודו מתארת נמה לעשי, דלו ירי כאיבן לתור את מנשן, קרן אין מווה, קרן אין שם או קרן אין אודום, we couldn't learn how to teach from it. דלו ירי קרן אין מווה שיש בן רחיים כאריש. Then רובי says, אומה רובי, בכולי כשוד יסבר בנאי, עשי כולי מצד, דיבר מקרן. In other words, if the Torah had mentioned Be'er and another Mazik, but Be'er has to be among the two Mazikim that the Torah tells us that is Chayev. If the Torah had mentioned Be'er and another Mazik, so then we could learn out all the other Mazikim, except Ke'er. Mishum Dikele Mifrach. מלכולי שכן מועדים מתחלוס ומן דומר אדרה בקרן עדיפה שכמנוס להזיק אפילו קרן המעשי סורשי says להספר שיח בוטייסו says that the man דומר who says קרן עדיפה that's רפופ, because Rav put a machleket between Rav Popenav and Rav Yeshua, with a Palginiski Momene or Palginiski Knosse. So Rav Popes says Palginiski is Knosse. Rav Popes says Palginiski Knosse. So that means the Stam Shvorim is Becheske Shimokaim. Becheske Shimokaim. So Misaladin, from the point of view of strict din, so from the point of view of strict din, he should put a legam. But Chachmone can say, in order that he should be extra, extra careful, so Mimelis Knas, and that's Ravuna Berav Shuren. Rav Popes says that it's moment because Tam Shvorim Bechashlav Bechashashimakayim. Some Mele is negligent. So Mitzat, from the point of view of strict din, he should be Chayav Nedek Sholem because he was negligent. He's, the average axe is considered ferocious. Ferocious. Wild. So Mimele is negligent. If he's negligent, he should be chayev even the first time in Eretz Yisrael. But he's not so negligent. So Mimele is. So the Torah had rachmones. Had rachmones on him. So Mimele, but at least to the extent of have damages, it's moment. It's moment. So according to Rav Netam, man domar ad rabbi kerna difesh kavonos lahazik. That means that's Rav Popes who says that Stam Shvorim Lav Chadashim Kaim. So on the contrary, so then if the Torah had mentioned Beir and another Mazik, we could learn out Karen also. You couldn't say, well, Karen is Kal because Karen is more than Chlosom. But the fact is, you could say because Karen is not Mudim Chulosom, Karen is Kal. So because the fact that it's not Mudim Chulosom, that was a special Rachmones that it taught. These are explained. So Mandoma, Adara Bekirana, Difficamus Lazi, Kafu Kiranasi, El Mayu, Kasu Rachmone. So the Torah could have mentioned the Chiv of Beir and the Chiv of Shen and not mentioned Eish, and not mention Regel, and not mention Odom. Why did the Torah mention all these Mazikim? So Chesed, if the Torah hadn't spelled out every Mazik, so the peculiar halochas that attach to a specific Mazik wouldn't apply. There is a peculiar aloche that is peculiar, is unique to Eish, Potra Tom. There's a peculiar aloha that is unique to Beir, is Potter and Kelim. There is a peculiar aloha that is unique, peculiar to Odom, Chayvel Dvorim. So if the Torah hadn't spelled out all the Mazikin separately, there wouldn't be any unique alohas. There would be a Chiyuv, a general Chiyuv, and finished. But now the Torah spells out, so that's the purpose of spelling out.
But Shevli Odom Idarshas. Odom Lechayv Ardvorim, Eish Lifte Besatomo, Ul Rab Yudeh Dimechayv Anziton Beish. So what's the peculiar aloche of Eish? Lasuye Mai, Lasuye Likhonere Visich Sechavonov. She Likho Eish, Chishosi Shel Chavere, Uisich Sechavonov, Chayv Avonim. Chayev, Bavonim Shayach Loshin Sichsuch, Loshin Sichsuch, Shalonisov Legamre, Eloshin Sichsucho, Vinidviko Eishben, Visichsucho Meat, Kidamrinon Gabi Ptima Sakin, Misuch Seres, Miruach Harashon Nivgon, Beis Dodin, Legamre, Ulochekos of Eish Lechayve, Behane, Dinathglen Hosom, מאוי יעשוד אלו ישמאמינו מענו ומסניסן, הומילסה, ומחל בדובה שנראו לו, כי נוח השני יקריש בכך. In other words, because Eish is a special Kiddush. After all, when Eish singes Tom, and this is doesn't happen very often, it happens very rarely that Eish should sing Tom. So you could say, since it's something that usually doesn't happen, it shouldn't be higher. So if the Torah hadn't spelled out Eish separately, and the Chiv of Eish would be on the basis of the general Aloch of Mazik, so by all Mazikim, is Chayef, Rolo, not Bashin Rolo, Shen. Shen is Chayef, Shen. If the Behemoth eats a Tvue, but suppose the Behemoth eats paper, unless he goat, if he goat will eat paper, so then will be Chayef, but another Behemoth because it's not Rolo. So in Mele, if the Torah hadn't spelled out the Chiyuv of Shen, so then I would say that Shen, if the Torah hadn't spelled out the Chiyuv of Eish, and we'd have to learn it out from Beir and Shen, so then Eish wouldn't be Chayef for Sichsach Avonov, because it's not Holo. Now the Torah spells it out, so Meili is Chayef. So, you see, I don't want to go over the whole Rashi because this Rashi is a long Rashi. It takes a lot of time. But the bottom line of this Gemara is that actually we can consider two mechayvim in every mazik. Let's say the Odma mazik. So that two mechayvim Odma mazik. We'll be able to explain many Gemaras with that. One is the specific Chiyuv of Odma Mazik, the Parsha of the Olam Dvorim and everything. But then Rove says, even if the Torah hadn't spelled out, didn't have a separate Xeris HaKosuf of Odma Mazik and the Olam Dvorim and so on, there would be a Chiyuv mitzad a general Mazik of Shmiros and Alecho, a general Mechayv. So mele, actually, we can consider two separate mechayev. One mechayev is a general mechayev of Shmiros and Alecho. And then we have a special mechayev of Odma Mazik. So sometime, but when the specific mechayev doesn't apply, so then, but only the general Mechayev, then there is no Chiyuv of Dalei Dvorim. So that's why we have many Chayvlim. Many Chayvlim who are Chayv Nezeh cannot Chayv Dalei Dvorim. So it can be explained on the basis of the general Mechayev. Or sometimes, maybe it's still on the basis of the specific Mechayev, but there is a special Zeros HaKosov, that he's only Chayev in the case he's only Chayev Nezek, not Odvan. For example, but that has to be discussed. Odom Ued Leilo, but that's only Nezek. The other Dalet Vorim not, so it should be considered. Why is Odom Ued Leilo? Is it on the basis of the general Mechayev, or is it on the basis of the specific Mechayev? So then you ask, if it's the specific Mechayev, how are we Mechalik between Nezek and the other Vorim? It's a special Zazakosov. Let's say the Gabi Beishes, so he requires him Kavone Mamesh. Pisheya is not enough to Chayev Beishes. So maybe here too. But anyway, we always have to consider two, by Odma Mazik, we have to consider two Mechayevim. A specific Mechayev, and then a general Mechayev of Shmoros and Alech that is learned out from Beir v'chad Mehan. All right, we'll leave it here. All right. Just went over the Gemara of Kishodis Beir B'nai Asir Kule, the Bar Mekaren, but you have to go over the Rashi and Tesis. See, not a simple Indian. Thank you.
Vikule, kishodis beya binaye asye kule libamika. Iksi beya vichode me'anoch asye kule me'ahu umidoch. In other words, if the Torah had mentioned two mazik, there are a number of mazik. You have abov es nizikin, but actually, if you count, let's say, shleisha oves in sheo itself, so you have three in sheo itself, then you have eish, so it's four, then you have beya, so you have five, and then you have odom, so you have six, so you have six real maziki, which are included in the above is nizik. Then the other nizik in rabbeisha, rabchia, all right, but there are six real nizik that are included in the four mazik. So if the Torah had mentioned Beir and one other, let's say the Torah had mentioned Beir and Keren, Beir and Deish, Beir and Chen, Beir and Regal, so then we could learn out all other mazik, so it wouldn't be necessary for the Torah to mention six mazik. Beir and one more, we could learn all the others. So why does the Torah mention? Because of the specific halachas. Suppose the Torah wouldn't have mentioned the teish is a mazik, we could learn out from Beir and Keren the teish is a mazik, from Beir and Chen, from Beir and Regal the teish is a mazik. But then I wouldn't know that there is something unique about teish that is Tomnis Potter. Now the Torah mentions, I know there is something unique. The same thing is true if the Torah had mentioned Beir and Eish, we could learn out Chen v'Regel. But I wouldn't know that Chen v'Regel is Potter b'Shus Rabim. Now the Torah mentions Chen v'Regel separately, so I know it's Potter b'Shus Rabim. So let's see the Rashi. Kishodis Beir b'Naye, the first two das in the Rashi. Dafheyom Beis. Iksiv Beir v'chodim anach ase kule me'ahui umidoch. Pitzasho. Diksiv Beir v'keren ase sheminai. How will be al fusetu imamotzin? Uma Beir shindarkel halich lahazik chayev. If Beir is in Beir is relatively kal. Kal means less of a reason to be mechayif. Chomor means more of a reason to be mechayif. So Beir is relatively kal because it's same dark lechlazik. It's completely passive. It doesn't go and be mazik nizik. He stands in his place and the nizik comes to the mazik. So it's relatively kal. Of course, there is more reason to say that somebody who is Hilech Mazik is Chayef than somebody who is passive and Nizek comes to him should be Chayef. So Beir is relatively kal. So the relatively kal item. Ma Beir Shindak Lech Lazik, the relatively kal item is Chayef Shein that is relatively homo. She dark lech lazik lekolshkin des ischayev. Mali beya, that's how Ibn Mitzina operates. Mali beya shechen tchus asiyosei emil nezek. You could say, true, that beir on one hand, in one respect, is relatively kal because it's not hilech mazik, it's passive. The nizek comes to the mazik. But in another respect, beir is chomor. She tchus asiyosei nezek, that at the very outset, it becomes a trap, a mirch. So mele, that's an additional reason to be mechai. As ye di, kosa bevekian, as shimina, ibehom boch. Och, ma bishn dakel chlazik chayev, relatively kal, still it's chayev, shen des is relatively homo, certainly should be chayev, shen shedakel chlazik likolshkin, ma libeya shechin tchiles asiyosei. But then we can ask, do you know true that, so we can ask, true that beer is chayev, but beer doesn't only possess a kule of in dakel hazik, it possesses a chumra also tchilas asiyos l'nezik. So in one respect it's more chomo, but shem v'regul are not so chomo. So how can we learn how? Mali beer shechilas l'nezik. Tina b'regel sokera l'chiyach. Mali ker shechamas l'hazik beer yechiyach. And the Chazal Adi, so the usual Bamatzin works by Chazal Adi. Chineish mikaren ubeir bichulon tchilas adi. So the very outset we say ma beir shin dark lech lazik chayev elu kulon loikolshkin. Mali beish nazni azektim avchalelu shen techiach. Mali shen shchin shanu lazeikei dochilu beir techiach. Hazashovishven afani avikolelu avo keren loyas. We could learn out all the mazikim from beir and another av beir and shem, for example, but we could not learn out keren from beir v'shem. We couldn't learn out even Karen in Wit, needless to mention Karen Tam. Why? Mali Shinshanula Ziki Beatria. As I show you after the Koleilu, I will call the Asminai, they call me Frach, Mala as I show the Shabibeya Bishen. She called Shechimuad Michlos on Tim Vikeren. But Karen, it's not more than Tolos, so we couldn't learn out Karen. Bikoran is not as chomo as beir and aramazi. V'chei niksiv beir v'regel asri kulem odin li beir l'mami keren t'chi parach as mal beir shchitler yos l'nezek teima b'shem v'ish v'olom regel l'chia mal regel shchon izek imos chol shol milachas t'mo chaleilu beir y'chia v'chozar adin asar shov afam niyof v'koleilu avol keren l'yasi di mal asar v'shoven shirimu et n'chloson Tim of Karen, Vichain, Yikosav, Beir Vyesh. The Torah, suppose the Torah mentioned Beir and Eish. Avos in Abaydine, Mi Beir, because Ma Beir Shein Hilech Umazik, Yishayev. So all the other Mazikim that Hilech Umazik should be Chayev. Chi parches mal beish kolas yosel nezek. Nezek tima beregel vishem vi odom. It's not kolas yosel nezek. Od eish techiach. Eish techiach. Eish is not kolas yosel nezek either. And still is chayv. So mil regel shem vi odom are also chayv. Mal eish achim edis leachol. That this is the Rashi what Tesis is masi. Malei shechim eres leachol bin shirolo bin shein rolo kineitzim kelim bavonim tema bishen shinmeres al dvaro lo izbeich yach shinmuet al dvaro lo dvar shinro lo mani odom tersim roshom shir chamei oise shir al yodom chamei lo ikelim dino falot bebeyol mekelim pturim babes avishoven av אני אבי שן ויוס אודם ורגל ביפל גדין. So this is saying here, Rashi mentions פל גדין. פל גדין means, you see, a full מעצד means that you have to apply the מעצד both ways. פל גדין means you don't have to apply מעצד both ways. Just one way. It doesn't have to be חזר חלילה. So a male that's called Palgadin. For example, if before, when Rashi mentioned how he could learn out Shen from Bevi Karen, so then we couldn't learn it out Palgadin without Chizah Cholile, but just once. For example, in other words, we learn out all the Mazikim from Bevi Karen, and we say, if Bevi, that is not Hilch Masik, so it's relatively cow, so it's Chayev, Shen and Regel and Eish, that are Hilch Masik certainly Chayev. So then we say, but maybe Beir has a Chumra, that's why it's Chayev. In spite of the fact it has the kule, it's not Hilch Masik, but it's Tchilas HaSiyosli Nezik. It's a Mirchla at the very outset. But the other Masikim are not a Mirchla at the very outset. So then, if we say, Malei Libeir Shechin Tchilas HaSiyosli Nezik, Teimar, Bishen, Veregel, Vodom, שאין תחילס עשיוס לנזק, so then we say, קרן יחייך. קרן is not תחילס עשיוס לנזק either, and still is חייב. That's not פלגדינה, because you have to apply the אלפוסה twice. First you say, מה? Now let's go over the Rashi again. דיק סייב ביר וקרן עשה שמנאי. הוך, מה ביר שנדאר כלי לחלזיק חייב, שן שדאר כלי לחלזיק לקולש, מה לביר שתרסל נזק, תימא בישן, קרן יחייך, מה לי קרן חמלס להזיק, ביר יחייך, סודן, יחי זה חולילה. מה שאין כן היה, that's in the case, if the Torah had mentioned, ביר and קרן, סודן, we could learn out, שם ברגל נודום, for a full Yalfusi, not a heavy Yalfusi, would have to resort to a full Yalfusi. But suppose the Torah had mentioned Beir and Eish, then we could learn out Shen and Regel and Odom, even in heavy Yalfusi. Wow! So, without being Chizah Cholil, וכן הקסיב ביר ואיש, הווסי הינו בהיידין מביר. וכי פרח איב ביר, that is relatively cow. It's not תחילס, relative cow. It's not הלכומזיק. So he still חייב, so שן and רגל and אודום, that is more חמור, that is הלכומזיק, certainly שבחייב. So then you would say, Mal Beir Shechin Tchilas Ashi Yosei Linezek, so that's Mochamu. So then we say, Eish Techiach, and then we have already the whole Rosh. So then we couldn't say, Mal Eish, we couldn't say, over there, so when the Yalfuse was from Beir and Karen, so then we say Mali Karen Shechin Hilch Masik, so you have to be Chizah Cholile and say Beir Techiach, but that's what then we had to resort to the Chizah Cholile
if the two melamdim it consisted of Be'er and Keren, but when the two melamdim consist not of Be'er and Keren, and they consist of Be'er and Eish, then we can deduce all other mazikin to heavy alphas. In other words, we don't have to follow it up with the Chizah Cholile and say again Keren Yechi and say Keren Yechiach, but we just, it's finished by applying it once without applying it again, without Chizah Cholile. In other words, if the two melamdim are Be'er and Eish, so then we say if Be'er, that is not a lechomazik, it's relatively cow, is chayev, so a shen and regal and odom, that is he lechomazik, mochomu, certainly should be chayev. Now, then we say, mali be'er shot chilis, as yes, when I zikit as a chumre, so then we have to answer just once. That eish techiach, it's not chlesas nezik, and then you cannot say maleish, you couldn't say maleish. So in other words, that's called palgadidine. When isn't it called palgadidine? When you have to be chizav chalilas, as in the case where the two melamdim consist of Be'er and Keren, and we say if Be'er, that is relatively kal, that he is not Ilechomazik, he's Chayev, so Shen and Regel and Eish, which are Mochomu, that Ilechomazik certainly should be Chayev, so then we say, Malibir Shchlis Oslin Ezek, so then we say, Keren Yechiach, so then we say, Malik Keren, Sheilechomazik, so then we have to say again, Be'er Techiach. That's called full dine. And palgere dine is when we do not have to be chizah cholile, we just half of yalfuse is enough. So that's called palgere dine. So he says, Yecheini kosav, beya veish, have osi inar v'hai dine. Mibeah, vichy parches mali beer shachentres as yoshle nezek, tim ab regal vishen vi odom, eish techiach, mali eish achmedes lechel, bein sherolo, bein sheinerolo. In other words, so if the Torah had mentioned the two melamdim of beer and eish, and we would say at first, if beer that is not a lechomazik, so it's relatively kal. So Yishayev, so the mazikim like Shen and Regel and Odom, who are more chomo than Be'er, that is, and why are they more chomo? Because they are hilich mazik, certainly should be chayev. So then we have a pirch. We can say, no, Be'er has one chumre that the Shen and Regel and Odom don't have. What's the chumre that Be'er has, the Shen and Regel and Odom don't have, is Tchilas HaShiyosei Linezek. So then we say Shen Techiach. But then we can still have a Pirche and say Mali Shen Shechayeves Bein Bidovo Horolo Bein Bidovo Sheinerolo. Shen has the chumre, I mean, Eish. Eish has the chumre that it's chayev, even if it is mazik, something that is not adapted to be mazik. Something that is strange, that is unusually affected by the hezek of Eish. Let's say, when a fire singes stone, is that a usual thing for fire to sing stone? Usually, a fire doesn't sing stone. A fire singes and burns wood, clothing, paper, but not stone. But still sometimes, when it does happen, seldom, rarely, that a fire singes stone, so he's still chayev. So Eish has the chumre that the Chen and Regel and Odom don't have. Namely, the Chen is that Eish is chayev even bidovo shenirolo. What is dovo shenirolo? Stone. You still chayv mashi. So how can you learn out? How can you learn out? Shen and Regel and Odom. They are not chayv bidavar sheiner olam. This is what Rashi says. Snaigen. V'chayni kosav be'er ve'ish avosinach ba'idinemi be'er. V'chayi pa'achas ma'ale be'er shkla'asos ne'ezeg, because be'er has a special chumre. That Shen, Regel, and Odom don't have. T'la'asos ne'ezeg, tim v'regel, Shen v'odom. So ish techiach. Eish does not have the chumre of t'la'asos ne'ezeg either, and still chayet. So me'ele we can learn out Shen, Regel, Odom, even though they don't have the chumre of t'la'asos ne'ezeg, are also chayet. So he could have peske pirche, but Eish does not have the pirche of Tchilas Yosli Nezek, does not have the chumre of Tchilas Yosli Nezek, but it has the chumre of Moedes, bein bidavosh olo, bein davoshin olo. Eish is chayev, even if it is mazik something that is that seldom, that very rarely it is mazik. Let's say stone, dovashin rolo. So beer yach tima bishain shin mere seldi dovarolo. So beer yach yach. So this is kashi against this kashi is how can we say tima bishain shin mere seldi dovarolo? Shen, if it's dovashin rolo, so then it's not shed. So it's not that shen is potter. It's not Shen. Dovo, what is Shen? Shen is Yesha Mela Zeiko. Shen is Yesha Mela Zeiko. And if it's a Dovo Sheni Rolo, what is Dovo Sheni Rolo? Ksus, Kelim. Suppose a behemoth would come into the Rishus HaNizek and eat up clothing. Eat up clothing. So if a goat would come into Rishus HaNizek and eat clothing, so it's usual. But if a behemoth, a cow, or a chameir would eat up clothing or paper, a goat, so it's normal. But for a behemoth, a cow, or a sheir, a donkey, it's not normal to eat up paper or clothing or kelim, so it's potter. So this is kash. So that means the chen does not possess the chumre that eish possesses. Eish possesses the chumre, even if it is mazik, something that in rolo that is not adept, suited for to be mazik. In other words, like stone is chayev. But shen, when it's mazik, something that is not adapted to it, to the tezek, let's say when it eats up clothing or paper or kelim, so then it's potter. So then, in other words, so that would be a pirche if when a shen eats a paper, it is still shen, but it's potter. But if a shen eats a paper, it's not even shen. What is it, Karen? Because that's mishune. That's mishune, if it's unusual. So how can you use it as a pirche? So then Teisva says, because we find certain gemaras, that even something that is yefsher can also be used as a pirche. Let's say in the sugim of a kame eved v'isho, mal isho shachinino b'mila, but it's yefsher b'mila. So this is how he explains the Rashi. But anyway, that's Teisva's hasoge on Rashi. So, does not have the chumre of Tchilas, so we can learn Aish and Regel and Odom, even though they don't have the chumre of Tchilas Nezek, are also chayev. Malish, but then you have a pirche. Malish, Achimedes Lechel, Bin Shirolo, Bin Shinirolo. Kineitzim, Kinin, Vavonim. So Eish is another chumre. The Chen, the Regel, and Adam don't have. It is Chayev, even when it is Mazik, something that it very, very rarely is Mazik. Something that is infrequently mazik. Still it is chayev. Mashein kintayim abishen, that it's not mazik when it's in a rolo. But in a rolo, so it's not a ptur. Then it's not shen, it's regel. All right, but still, according to Rashi, we can use it as a pur. So then, b'tim abishen shin meres al dovar rolo. So then, we answer that pirche beir yechiyach. That beir does not have the chumra of being chayev for something that is unusual. Shein imuret al dovar rolo. But is not beir is not chayev for something that is not usual. How do we know that? We have our loche. The chair is not chayev when the hezek is an unusual hezek. So Rashi says yes, because we have exerus hakosuf sheyav li odom chameyav li kelim. So if an odom falls into a beir yud, if a sheyav falls into a beir yud and gets killed, so the balabir is mechuyev to pay. But suppose the an odom falls into the beir yud and gets killed, so then the balabir is potter. Why is it potter? Because sheyav li odom. But Rashi explains that even though it's a kosher of sheyav li odom, but the kosher of sheyav li odom is declaratory of any role. Why does the Torah pater the balabir from the ktole of an odom? Because that is unusual. That an odom should get killed in a beir, he should get killed in a beir, in a beir yud, is highly unusual. Highly unusual. Why is it highly unusual? After all, I mean, a behemoth is even stronger than an odom. If a bull can get killed in a beir yud, and it's not abnormal, an unnatural thing, so why should it be unnatural when an odom gets killed? When an odom gets killed. So that's really today's discussion, but we have to understand it. What's the Rashi? So we see that we have a machlekes between Tesis and Rashi. According, of course, there is a girl's akosuf sheyav li odom, but we say sheyav li odom dafke ligabi ktole, but ligabi nizokin, so the balabir is chayev. One ligabi ktole, but ligabi sheyav, if sheyav gets killed, so the balabir is chayev. According to just a girl's akosuf without any time, but according to Rashi, the girl's akosuf is based upon his form. Now it's based upon Sfor, it's not Exeros HaKosuf without any time. Why? What's the pshat in Exeros HaKosuf? Because when an Odom gets killed, it's in a role. It's in a role. Why is it in a role? I mean, when a bull gets killed, is role. I mean, a bull is stronger than an Odom, and still is chayev, and an Odom is. So why is it in Rolo? So apparently we one pshat is yeshli das lishmeratzmi. In other words, an Odom is an intelligent being, so he knows how to protect himself. This is called, you know, in science, is mentioned as a characteristic of all living things, not African other, of all living things, even animals also, adaptability, you know. A living thing, even an animal, has the characteristic of adaptability. He can adjust himself to the elements of nature. But Odom is limazle, and he is an intelligent being. So the it's a question of degree. So the ability to overcome the elements of nature by an Odom is much greater than the ability in Ibalchai. So there's the pshat in Odom is limazle. And then there's another pshat in Rashi, Rashi is a little obscure in that base, but Rabbi Dveiga, we discussed it, mentions the Rashi in Shabbos, that there it means that an Odom has a Malach who watches over him. So what's the Pshat Malach? The Rambam says in Mir Nivuchim that even in Teiro Nevim Uksuvim, sometimes Malach is not Kipshuti Malach Mamesh, but it means a Shliach of God. Yes, a Shliach of God. And the laws of nature are called Malachim. And in Chazal, so you many times, when Chazal speak of Malachim, it's not Kipshuti Malachim Mamesh. Even the Torah sometimes Malach does not mean Malach Mamesh. But most of the time in the Torah, when the Torah speaks of Malachim, it means Malach Mamesh. But in Chazal, so many more times when Chazal speak of Malach, it doesn't mean Malach Mamesh. It means a Shliach of God. The laws of nature are also Shluchim of God. So in other words, so when Rashi says in Shabbos, and according to Rabbi Dveiga, this is the second Loshon in Rashi, in Melkamed Av Beis, that the first Loshon is, Odom Yisli Mazle means, Yishli Das Lishmer Satsme. In other words, he has more of the ability to adapt himself to the elements of nature, to overcome the elements of nature. Let's say a human being, so when it's freezing weather, what does he do? He puts on a heavy coat, he puts on gloves, you know. Ebal Chai doesn't have all these adaptations. Because, so, Yishli Das Lishmer Asmei. And then the other pshat is, because he has mazel, because there is a malach who watches him. That's the Ashgoche Protis. And the Ashgoche Protis usually operates within the framework of nature. So, people don't... If somebody does not see the Ashgoche, so it's his own fault, because he can explain it within the laws of nature. But why does it work that way? Why does it work that way? Let's say when there was the Pan American crash, so there are many people, many Orthodox Jews, you know, for some inexplicable reason, they canceled the reservation, and at that time it was canceled, and they were very angry why they can't make it. But then it turned out there was a crash, so that was Ashgoche Protis. But somebody is not in my mind, he'll say, oh, it just happened like this. In other words, the Ashgoche Protis usually operates within the framework of nature. That's why, I mean, fools like the Russian astronauts, when they ascended the moon, so they said, now he knows there is no God in the world, because he flew to the moon and he did not see God. He expected to see God as he flies, I mean, the big chochem. So then, 2 months later, so of course the Russian media did not mention it. It's not like the American media that they announced everything. But then it turned out, it was divulged, that there were many accidents on astronauts, and they were all killed. And it happened within months after that big Chochem announced that he has proof there is no God in the world, because he didn't see, he expected that God should stretch out his arm to him, to the Russian, as, hello, how are you? I mean, that's what he expected. So anyway, so the Ashgoche Protis usually operates within the framework of nature. That's the Malach that Rashi Misach HaShabbos says. So mainly, I think, when Rashi says the Xeris HaKosuf of Sheir V'Liodom is not Xeris HaKosuf like Torah Dume. It's declaratory of his Svore. Of course it's Xeris HaKosuf, but it's not Xeris HaKosuf like Torah Dume. It's declaratory of his Svore. Why Sheir V'Liodom? Sheir, yes. If a sheir, a bull, falls into a bear, you Yisrael. And after all, it takes more of an effort to kill a bull than to kill a human being. But still, if he share, a bull falls into a bear yud. So the balabir is chayiv. But if an odom falls into bear yud and gets killed, he's potter. Why? So this is the kashe. But how can you say because it's in a rolo? But we say, this is kashe. We say only gabi ktole is potter. But gabi nizokin, if it had been, if it's just exerus hakosuf, like poradume, no kashes. So this exerus hakosuf. In other words, ligabi ktole is potter, ligabi nizokin is chayet. But if it is a svore, if the Gzeros HaKosov is the declaratory of his svore, so it should be put upon his Zokin also. But it's not such a kash, because the svore is because Odom Isli Masli. So certainly, according to the second Loshon Rashi, that Odom Isli Masli doesn't mean because he's an intelligent being, he knows how to protect himself and to adapt himself to the circumstances and to overcome the elements of nature. But the time is because a malach watches over him. What does it mean, a malach watches over him? In other words, Hashgoche Protis. And Hashgoche Protis operates usually within the framework of nature. Some mele, that's the malach. Some mele, that's why. Because the Hashgoche Protis is interested in preserving the life of a human being. So when it's a question just of being hurt, not of getting killed, so there isn't so much Hashgoche Protis. There is Hashgoche Protis in regard to getting hurt too. I mean, Nekif is boil matter and Kigizel no Milo, but there is more of a Hashgoche by the Rebbeinu Shalom to guard over a human being that he shouldn't, chas v'sholem, get killed, then that he shouldn't get hurt, because he gets hurt, all right, so what? It's not so terrible, it's not such a catastrophe, but if he gets killed, it's a bigger disaster. So there is more of a hashgoche against a human being getting killed. So that's why he's chayv. But the reason as to why a human being, if a human being does get killed, so it's more unusual, because usually a human being should not get killed. When a bull gets killed, so true, it requires more of an effort to kill a bull than to kill a human being. But over a bull, there is no Hashgoche Protis, as the Rambam says in Melanei Bochim. So there is only Hashgoche Klolis. Some melee, it's a very normal occurrence. But for a human being, so normally there is Hashgoche Protis. There is Hashgoche Protis. And Hashgoche Protis in the sense of preventing, like this, I mean, it would be, if not for the Hashgoche Protis, it would be more usual for a human being to get killed in a bear yud than for a bull to get killed. After all, a bull is so much stronger. He can endure much more than a human being. But over a human being, it's much more natural to get killed, because there is no Hashgoche Protis, of course, so he gets killed, usually most of the time. But a human being, even when normally he would fall in, so the Hashgoche operates that he shouldn't fall in. Why? How does the Hashgoche operate? The Hashgoche, even if he's absent-minded, so then when he passes by a bear yud, so he'll wake up and he'll be, why? It's not because he's so perceptive. It has nothing to do with his perception. It's because of the Hashgoche Protis. But the reason is why an Odom is poter, because when an Odom falls into a bear yud and gets killed, so normally it doesn't happen. But So it's an unusual occurrence. So it's Dovoshin Rolo, so it's Potter. So Mele, we can make the, so it can make the Pirche, Malish, she you can't learn out Famish. You can't learn out Famish. That when we make the Pirche, Malish, Achimed, Slech, Bein Sherolo, Bein Shein Rolo, Kiginesim Kelim, Avonim Tiam Vishen, Shemeres Lodova Rolo, is Beir Yachiach, Shein Muet, Lodova Rolo, Dova Shein Rolo, my new Odom, Tichsivin of Shama Sher, Hamei, Shev, Odom, Hamei, Kelim. So then, this Kashi is number one. This doesn't spell out the number one, but it's implicit in this. But number one, the kasha is monefshach, if it's a ptur because it's in rolo, so why is dafke odom poter ktole? So ishir should also be poter and ktole. On the contrary, it takes more of an effort to kill a bull than to kill an odom. The answer is no, it takes more of an effort to kill a bull than to kill an odom. But a bear yud is capable of killing. So some mele, and if it's capable of killing, when the shear doesn't see and he falls in, some mele is capable of killing an odom also. And the contrary, a shear is not a bal machshoves. A shear is not a machshoves. He doesn't. Do you ever see an absent-minded chair? You have an absent-minded professor, but not an absent-minded chair. And still, it's more common that the shear falls in. Why? Because he didn't notice. Even though he never concentrates, he's not a bal machshoves. So b'derech hateva, an odom should fall in more frequently because he's a bal machshoves. He has something to think about. Either he thinks about the Rambam or he thinks about the ball game, but he has something to think about. And still, it doesn't happen so often as when he shear. Why? What is the teretz? Because of Ashgoche Protis. So mainly, if it does happen, so it's an aberration, it's in a rolo, it's not a usual occurrence. My new Odom, the Chsiv Nafal Shamashir, Hamei, Odom, Shevel, Odom, Hamei, Velikalim, the Nafal Beir, Odom, Kilim, Potta, Balabeir, Hasadar Shavishan, Afani of Vishain, we also Odom, the Rego, the Palgadine. That's called Palgadine, when the Yalfuse can be completed halfway. You don't have to be Chizah Cholile in order to complete the Yalfus. Yes.
And why by Eish didn't we need Exer Sakosu for Davar Shino Roi Lo? By
because there are special Exer Sakosu. Because otherwise, Meicha Teise, you know, Misada Svore, we shouldn't be Mechayev for an unusual occurrence. We shouldn't be Mechayev because the Mechayev is Lo Yishmerano, negligence. So if the Hezek occurs through a natural event, okay. So then he's negligent. But if the Hezek occurs in an aberrational way, in an unusual way, we couldn't say that he's very negligent. So the negligent is reduced to a minimum, you see. So Misar Asvore, without Exer Sakosov, Misar Asvore, we should not be Mechayev any Mazik for Einer Olo, because Einer Olo means it's an aberrational event. It's something unusual.
So it's not negligent.
What is that?
So we could say the same thing by Adam.
Let's say, when there is an airplane crash, would you say that the pilot is negligent? It's not negligent, because it's something that happens very infrequently. So it's not negligent. So that reduces the pshia. So melem is rasvore, every mazik, including Adam, should be poter for any role.
But we haven't there is a cost of by Adam.
Okay, we'll soon see, all right. So we have to, by Eish we have Exeros HaKosuf. By Eish we have Exeros HaKosuf. That is Chayev, even when the Eish is Mazik Avonim, when the fire singes stones. So could you say, without Exeros HaKosuf, how could we even Chayev the Bala Eish? What could you say? Well, you're negligent. You should have anticipated that this fire would singe stone. Why should he anticipate such a thing? So he shouldn't anticipate. So in the same way as when a fire flares up for Ruach Shin Mitzuyo, he's Potter. Why? Because he's not negligent, how he's not expected to anticipate that all of a sudden out of the blue sky there would be a hurricane, a tornado. Just happened. Some melee, even when the fire is spread by an ordinary wind, but if it singes stone, and this is something that happens very, very seldom, so he should not be chayev. But we have Exeros HaKosuv that he is chayev. Dichi amateish dichi achlekel mifmalay shmide avo keren leasye dimalas alashove bebeveish shechimu adim mitchiloson ulochen okatrove beyed mechad miido chad miidoch limotzol meima kishad ischad minayi ose kule mahu mechad miidoch do mekol tre minayi leavo ose lui keren. So why does Rove say beyed mechad minayi? But beyed must be one of the two milamdim. But then the second Milamed can be anyone. Anyone can be Karen. The first Milamed has to be Be'er. Not Chen, not Regel, not Odom, not Karen. The first Milamed must be Be'er. And then the second Milamed can be anyone. So any one of the Mazikim can be Mitzuref, can be joined to Be'er. But suppose, why doesn't Rove say two melamdim, Karen and Chen, Chen and Rega, Karen and Odom, Odom and Chen, Odom and Rega? No, then we couldn't learn out everything. Why? What not? The mechad veidoch limotzal mei kishod ischad b'nai osi kulem ahui mechad midoch. Any two melamdim, we couldn't learn out everything. Why? So suppose Karen Meish Viregel Karen Meish Viregel Vishem Veodom Loi Dimali Kule Shachimuadi Mitchalos Ubir Namelasye Dimali Kule Shachim Darkan Lila Chalazik. So suppose we had Eish and Regel, Shen and Regel, Odom and Eish, we couldn't learn out Be'er, because Be'er has one kule that is unique, peculiar to Be'er. What's the kule of Be'er? It's not Hilecho Mazik. Be'er is the only Mazik that is completely passive. All the other Mazikim are active Mazikim, and they come to the Nizik, but Be'er has the kule. We see, I mean, according to Rashbo, Be'er is the only mazik where we apply the Aloch of Nish Minadin, and we explain it. Why? Because the Chiyuv Tashlumim for all the other mazikim who are active mazikim is not necessarily based upon the Ma'isa Avera of Lishman. He's just responsible. But Be'er, when he's not an active mazik, and the Nizek comes to the mazik, and he really fell into the Be'er, so he's the biggest contributor in Be'er. The Nizek is the biggest contributor. So Mele, without the Ma'isa Avera of Lishmeren, he wouldn't be chayev. Anyway, so Be'er is considered to have a unique kule because it's in Hilecho Mazik. It's past. Ubir namelas the malikul shechid barken lelas vi kashaloch leime kishodis kerem binaye kishodis kerem binaye vi chad binaye. So we could learn out. No, we couldn't learn out. Let's say keren and shen, keren and regel, keren and eish, keren and odom. We couldn't learn out everything. Inokat keren ike trei leos minei umichad nidoch. Suppose the Torah had mentioned Karen and Chen, or Karen and Odom, so then we couldn't learn out each, because we could say the Parchinu Malas Hashem Ben Shechem Yish Ben Berachai. So it's more homo, but each is in Berachai. שכן ביה נמלס מנאי וינו קטש בדה קרן סלאס ישנו ביה מנאי דחפרטינו מלא איש אחרי נחלס אפל דור שנראו לו כן קילים תירם בשן פוטו הקילים נמאס ניסן לקלמי מהקרן יחייך וביה נמלס מנאי שכן דלקן לך לעזק מה שאין כמי ביה All right. Then the Gemara says, but so if the Torah had mentioned Beir and one more Mazik would learn out all the other Mazikim except Keren. Why? Because Keren has a Kule that is peculiar to Keren. Because what's the Kule of Keren? It's a Nimuid Mitchelos. משום דבר מקרם שנקלנו על לכל שכם מועד נתרוס ומאן דאמר אדרה בקרן עדיפה שכוונו של להזיק אף אל קרן המאס אל מי הלכסה So what's the who is the man דאמר who says קרן עדיפה So Rashi says לא יספר שייך No Rashi was never ashamed to say he doesn't know Rashi find many times in Rashi He doesn't know. Rashi didn't know. But Teisve says, and the other Rishonim, they say that the Mandoma who says Keren Adife, that's Rav Pope. There is a machlekes between Rav Pope and Rav Unibrit, Rav Yeshua, whether Palganiske Mameine or Palganiske Knose. So, what's the machlekes? So the Gemara points out, Rav Pope says, we pass from Rav Unibrit, Rav Yeshua. That Palgen is kiknos. But Rav Pope says Palgen is kimomene because Tam Shvorim Lavechas Kashimokaimi. The average Tam Sheer Tam is to be considered, is to be presumed ferocious, even though he has not as yet addicted itself. It is not as yet addicted itself to goring, but the average axe, the unaddicted axe, is presumed ferocious. While if he's some male, the owner should have taken notice of the ferocious nature of his axe and he should have exercised shmir over it. Some male he didn't, he should have been But mitzad midasadim, but the Torah had compassion because he's negligent, but not so culpably. Yeah, there are degrees of negligence. He's not so culpably negligent. So the Torah had compassion. Because the Torah commuted the Midas Hadin into Midas Harachamim. That's what it means. It deflected from Mishpat to Tzedek. From Mishpat to Tzedek. So, because he had compassion upon the person, because he's negligent, but not so negligent. So, but Mimele, since Mitzad Midas Adin, he should pay whole damages, except that it was a commuted sentence by the Torah. So Mimele, they have damages, L'chol Apoches, are to be considered as moment, not as knas. And Ravuni B'Rav Yeshua says, because Tam Shvorim the average unaddicted axe is to presume not ferocious innocent but some male mitzad midas adin so then he should be totally gone it's not negligent but the Torah here had compassion. The Torah counseled him. What do you mean counseled him? According to Rav Pope Brit Rav Yeshua, so the compassion by the Torah was directed towards the Mazik. Had compassion on him. Because we're not saying, according to the Ravuni Rav Yeshua, the Mazik, the Balashir, shouldn't be chayev altogether. So the Torah had compassion upon society as a whole. Imagine if the owner of the shared town would be totally gambre, so every owner of an axe would be encouraged not to exercise any shmir. So the Torah had compassion over society in order to protect society. So the Torah comes in him and imposed upon him extra care. So, in order to protect society, so Meila Yitzchnas. So, Rabbi Netam says that when the Gemara says Uman Domar Adara Bekeren Adife Shekamnos Lahazik, that means Rav Popik. According to Rav Neperit Rav Yishua, that Stam Shvorim is Biches Kashimu Kaime. And still, but there is a Xeros Akosuf, an extra Knas, in order to protect society, that people should know they have to exercise extra care over their acts, in order there shouldn't be any, no one should get hurt. So Mimele is, Karen has a big kule. There is less of a reason to be mechayev. So Mimele, the Torah had mentioned Beir and one other mazik, we could learn out every other mazik except Karen, because Karen has a unique kule. After all, it is a muadin mitchloson. So, in other words, that means there is more of a reason he should be potter. After all, what did he do? He didn't watch over an innocent chair, and not an innocent, well-behaving chair. So, he's not negligent. Why should we chayev? So maybe Beir is chayev because he's negligent. And the other mazik, the Torah says, is chayev, but Karen is not negligent. Mashein kin, according to Rav Pope, who says that palgan is kimomene, so misad midas adin, Karen even the first time should be chayev nirisholim, but it's only because of a commuted sentence, because the Torah had compassion upon the mazik, but misad midas adini should be mechuyev. So on the contrary, there is more of a reason to mechayev him, because when a Karen does damage, he does it maliciously, and the owner knows that he's malicious. He has a malicious axe and doesn't watch over him. He's very negligent. So there is more of a reason for Karen than for the other mazik.
So the Gemara reads, "I'm prepared to do shikamanos lahazik."
Yeah.
It's kamanos lahazik the sibo for when man damo holds Karen is the Karen is.
No, that's not the sibo. No, the sibo. No.
Karen tifos.
No. Because according to the sibo is because stam shvorin laver becheskashimo kaime.
Becheskashimo
kaime. He's innocent. He's a well, the average unaddicted chair is a well behaving chair.
That's a quick mandamal.
Yeah, all right, no.
When the verse is La Adra Bakaran Adifa, the word means because it's La Bakaran Adifa, kind of place is the same.
It's La Bakaran Adifa. Right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, yeah, right. Okay. I'm
sorry. That mandamal holds Karan Adifa is because. I mean, it's not all because Labachas Kashimu Kaimu. Makes it Dark Lazak like every other month.
It makes him negligent.
Fine.
But then the fact that the Hezek act is done maliciously makes him even more negligent.
Rashi is saying there's no such man. Rashi's just saying there's no such man. The Omer, the Preferish says that Karen Adiv is Karen
Adiv. Oh, yes, Rashi says least Parsha, but I'm explaining Abner Tam. I'm not explaining Rashi. I'm explaining Abner Tam, of course, according to Rashi. So it's not even mentioned who is that mandoma, but I'm explaining Rav Netam. According to Rav Netam, that mandoma adara bekeren adife, that's Rav Pope who says that palganiski is mameine because tam shvorim lavechas kashim akayim. That means the average undicted tax is ferocious. Ferocious. So melif is ferocious, so is really fully negligent, except the Torah commuted the sentence. So Meli's moment, but he's fully negligent, 100% negligent, not partially negligent, but fully negligent. But then you say, so why is it Adife? So then we mention the other factor. Since he's fully negligent, then it makes him even more negligent, because of the factor that is Kavnos Lahazik. Kavnos Lahazik means Adam Azikim Shen Regul Odom So they are mazik not because they are interested in being mazik. They want to satisfy their appetites. But Karen, if we say that he's innocent, so then he's not negligent altogether. But if we say like Ravune Brit Ravish, or like Rav Pope, that Lava Khazishimakaim is ferocious, so then the owner is even more negligent because he knows he has a wild animal in his possession who is very likely just maliciously out of malice to injure somebody. And when a person is motivated by malice, then you can one be circ. If a person is motivated by instincts, okay, so there's a limit. He has to satisfy his instinct. And if the owner makes sure that the ox shouldn't be hungry and this and that, so he will not be mazik. But if a person is motivated by malice, then there is no limit. So mele, if there is no limit, and he has a way to curb him, he can chain him, he can do this, he can do that. So mele, the owner is even more negligent. If he is ferocious, so the kavnos la'azik escalates the negligence. El mai hilchase.
See, she was saying lav cheskeshim akayim is ferocious, is negligent as the other mazikim as darkan el lahazik.
But yes, right, yeah. We'll soon see whether it is so. We'll soon see. Okay, but that's the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. That's the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. In other words,
you see, the Gemara had to have him in even by Mu'ud.
Yeah.
To say that it's not. That it's not dark lahazik.
No, the Gemara doesn't mean that Mu'ud.
The Gemara that which says kibin, what says kibin the ayin, is about the Gemara's having it was by Mu'ud that.
Where? What?
It says Chishar Daka Lahazik B'mur. Thank you. Mu'ud Daka Lahazik. The Gemara says Kim Diag Uchi. See, the Gemara Havim in the hell.
You mean this Havim in the hell?
This Havim in the Mu'ud Daka Lahazik. You see, the Gemara Havim.
Yeah, right.
You see that it's
Havim in the I mentioned many times that in the Gemara we have two kinds of Salka Daitoch. We have a Salka Daitoch where one Mandoma really held at one time one way, and then he conceded to the other Mandoma. But there is another Salka Daitoch that is like the Salka Daitoch of Manishtana Alayla Azem Mikol Alaylis. No. So it doesn't mean that the one who asks doesn't know anything, and the one who answers has all the thoughts. The Rambam says it's a Gemara in Psochim. Suppose he has no wife and he has no family, he has no children, and he celebrates the Seder by himself. So he asks himself and he gives an answer to himself. So that's the aloche. You have to ask and you have to answer. Now, when he asks himself, he certainly knows at the time he asks. So the answer, all right, when a child asks, maybe a child doesn't know. If the child is not so smart, so he doesn't know. If he's smart, he knows already in advance what the answer is going to be. But when he asks himself, he certainly knows what the answer is. But he still asks it. He formulates it in form of question and answer. So this Hava Mini, so the Gemara answers, where's the Gemara? So I think this Salka Daitoch is in the form, is in the prine of Manishtan. It's not that the
why can't you say that even though there is such a story to say that Bashar it's taka not as strong in the dark lahazik, but the kavanos lahazik itself, but when it does do the hazik, the kavanos is so malicious that in itself is stronger. In other words, you could say that the lav v'cheskes shimur is talking, it's not as strong as other mazik in the when you compare them in whether your negligence is so bad. Because maybe your negligence is not so bad because taka it's lav, it's only lav v'cheskes
shimur. Yeah, yeah.
And the other ones are taka mamish, like
in other words, in other words,
they're stronger because there's a negligence.
According to Rav Pope, that Stam Shvor in Lava has a Shimo Kaime, so he's negligent, but moderate negligence.
Negligent. What makes it strong negligence? Because since it has the potential to be a malicious shah, that in itself is.
I'll tell you, Rabbi Hama, what you are saying is mamish the same what I'm saying. It's a question of semantics, you know. I say, and without Kavnos Lahazik, he's also negligent, he's fully negligent. Maybe the Kavnos Lahazik escalates the negligence. And you say, no, without Kavnos Lahazik, it's substantial negligence. It's not slight negligence. According to Ravuni Brid Rav Shue, Sam Shor Shume, so it's slight negligence, minimal negligence. And according to Rav Pope, the Sam Shvorim, Lav Rishim Kaime, so it's substantial negligence, but not full negligence like the others. But through the Kavanos Lahazik, so then it becomes on par. Well, okay. It's the same thing what I'm saying. It's only a question of semantics. Mm-hmm. When I was a little child, I'll tell you a story. When I was a little child, so in Warsaw, I was 6 years old then, and in Warsaw came Shmayolovin. I mean, today he would be considered 100% Orthodox Jew, I mean. But he was, in those days, he was called the Zionist Maggid. But today, he could pass the test of Orthodoxy with flying colors. He could be admitted not only as a member in the Mizrahi, but even the Agudas Yisrael. So, I mean, he was but he was very modern, you know, he was the Zionist Maggid, Shmayo Levin. And he was known as a great speaker, as a Maggid, and with a lot of sophisticated wit. Sophisticated wit. My mother, Zecheinu Livroche, wanted to hear him, because Shmayo Levin had a Shem Dovo. He was the Zionist Maggid par excellence, you know, that the Zionist organization had. But I was 6 years old, and at that time, you know, this invention of a babysitter did not exist. People did not know of such a thing. So, and I was 6 years old, so she took me. And I remember his drasha. So he said that Jews have a way of expressing themselves the same way, but in seemingly opposite formulations. For example, he says, you ask a Jew, one Jew asks a Jew. He asks one Jew, was macht Ayid? So he said, Men sagt er, men stupt sich herein. You know, that's the usual answer. He pushes himself in. Then he asks another Jew, was macht Ayid? Sagt er, men stupt sich heraus. I managed to push myself out. Then he asks the third Jew, was macht Ayid? So he says, men halt sich nein stup. So one said, and one said, and one said, seemingly opposite answers, but they mean the same thing. They mean the same thing. So he mentioned that, he says, sometimes you find in the city, he said, you find machlekes, right machlekes, in a certain shul, so So they daven Nusach Ashkenaz. So then a few more Jews start davening, Ashkenaz! You have to say Yatzvach Pukane. If you don't say Yatzvach Pukane, so they make a big machlekes and make another minyan, and then, let's say, in a certain shul, so I said that, so the Rov gives a shir Mishneh Berurah. Then comes another group of shul, what's Mishneh Berurah? You have to have a shir in Chayodah, what's Mishneh Berurah? So in one shul, so they say, learn Musa, Mitzilas Yishol. So then they come another group of shul, say, what Mitzilas Yishol? You have to learn Chavis Halavis. So he says, and actually they all mean the same thing. So Shorim, Chavis Halavis. Yeah, you say Yatzvach Pekone, you don't say Yatzvach Pekone. What difference does it make? But they all mean the same thing, but they like to formulate it in different terms. I mean, it's a very profound word. I mean, the machlekes between Rabbonim and Hasidic Rabbeim, they mean the same thing. So when it comes to fight the conservative rabbis and the reform rabbis, so then they don't join each other to fight the common enemy. No, they keep quiet. But to fight each other, even though they both mean the same thing, they both mean the same thing, and Rabbonim too, I mean. You don't find machlekes now between Rabbonim. They all mean the same thing, but they fight each other. You mean the same thing, why do you fight? You have to fight over. Yes, saying Yatzvach Pekone, not saying Yatzvach Pekone. Yeah, what difference does it make? But that's the way. What you said is the same thing as I said, but you expressed it in different words, okay. Yes.
According to the Man Yomer holds, Karen is a lava difa.
Yeah.
So does that mean that he holds that it's not Kavanos Lahazik?
No, of course it's Kavanos Lahazik. But Kavanos Lahazik can make him the Baal HaKaren more negligent if without Kavanos Lahazik he's also negligent. But whether you say without Kavanos Lahazik he's moderately, substantially negligent, so merely the Kavanos Lahazik makes it into excessively negligent, or you say without Kavanos Lahazik he's fully negligent, and through the Kavanos Lahazik it escalates the full negligence. It doesn't make any difference. That's semantics. But if, according to Ravuni Brid Rav Yeshua, the Sam Shvorim Becheske Shimo Kaimi, so it means he's not negligent at all.
Even though it was Kavanos Lahazik.
So Kavanos Lahazik cannot make a non-negligent person into a non-negligent person. A Kavanos Lahazik, the factor of malice, can escalate the negligence, but it cannot transform non-negligence into negligence. That's why I said it's a question of semantics. This is the Pshat Kavanos Lahazik. לחסן למה שיש בזה, מה שאין בזה, לפית משוס רבים, דרסיב בו וביע בזדי האחר, לחיוב אינו ושוסן יזק, פלוק תדרבי לו רבון לקם בשיר לפרק שרש נקסה פה, ותרושה בבייר נראה בעיניי, דכני דרדינו סבלו, דובייר יצטרך למיחוס, רש אסתי, גוד קש, איש לימד גמור, נגמור אסס, לחסן, so, קרן לחלק מטעם עומד שם ורגל לפתם בשביל רבים עוד המחי ויבא בדבורים איש לפתם בישה I totally understand because otherwise it wouldn't be necessary for the Torah to write to mention the Mazik of Eish we could deduce the Mazik of Eish it wouldn't be necessary for the Torah if not for this the unique halachas to mention all them because we could deduce it But Beir, why does the Gemara have to mention Beir lifte Beir lifte Beir Sakeli? After all, Beir could not be omitted by the Torah because Beir is one mazik that is uniquely kal. uniquely kal, because it's passive. And if the Torah hadn't spelled it out, we wouldn't know it altogether. It's not for the purpose of know the unique halachas. We wouldn't know Be'er altogether. So it's a very strong kasha. Rashi says, Agav Kore, the Gemara mentions Be'er liftabes akilim, but we don't have to resort to it, because Be'er the Torah, it was necessary for the Torah to spell out Be'er, because if the Torah hadn't spelled out Be'er, we wouldn't even know that Be'er is Chaye. That's what Rashi says. Rashi Shita seems that way, but for Matar Shenim it seems that even Ligabi Be'er it's necessary to point out that it was necessary for the Torah to mention the Mazik of Be'er. Why? Why should it be like that? Why should it be like that? Because, in other words, it is true. If the Torah hadn't mentioned any mazik whatsoever, so then if the Torah had not mentioned Be'er altogether, and if the Torah had mentioned just Be'er v'chad minaye, we wouldn't know Be'er. But suppose the Be'er is mentioned. I'll discuss it. I'm not ready to explain it. But anyway, Rashi says that it's only Agav Gore. The Be'er Yisrael Michtav Dokumot Kol Treminayel Inofak Di Kule Darkon Lirach Lahazik Di Bar Me Be'er Alay Di Dorish Lukas Achir Inokan Man Lifte Bis Odom Se Ki Di Dorish Ki Di Ashinon Shev Li Odom Odom Lochekas Rachmoni Lechayel Babi Dvorin Tzar Ripu Sheves Beishes Mash Ein Kein Bechol Hanu Lifte Bis Atomun Shemo Ibgodim Tmunim Bigodish Potter Amavir תחזיב בי אוי הקומו ודרשין משלה הכנס צן לדיע מה קומו בגולו אף כל גולו אפו כתומו ונדלוי מה שאין כאים בשיר ובי ומאבה ורב יודי כפולי כוסם ורב יודי מחייף על נסקיתום ובאיש לעשוי מי לעשוי ליחר חנירי וסיך זכר אבונו שמליך רשו הוא אי